ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातञ्जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदन्धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। अटस्रीति अनुवाक सिक्स्थ अनुवाकः। असन्नेव स भवति असद्ब्रह्मेति वेद चेत् अस्तिब्रह्मेति चेद्वेद सन्तमेनं ततो विदुरिति तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य। अथातो नु प्रश्नाः उता विद्वानमुल्लोकं प्रेत्य कश्चन गच्छति। आहो विद्वानमुल्लोकं प्रेत्य कश्चित् समश्नुताभू शोकामयत। बहुश्यां प्रजायेयेति सतपोतप्यत सतपस्तप्त्वा इदगः सर्वमसृजत इदगः सर्वमसृजत यदिदं किञ्च तत्सृष्ट्वा तदेवानुप्राविशत् तदनुप्रविश्य सच्चत्यच्चाभवत् निरुक्तं चा निरुक्तं च निलयनं चा निलयनं च विज्ञानं चा विज्ञानं च सत्यं चानृतं च सत्यमभवत् यदिदं किञ्च तत्सत्यमित्याचक्षते तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्रियोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्यां षष्ठः अनुवाकः सिक्स्थ् सेक्शन् आफ् दि ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ली। वि आर् सीन् वि जस्ट् सा इन् द प्रीवियस् क्लास् बेस्ड् आन् what has been understood by the student from the teacher, from the teaching. The student raises questions. Anuprashnaha. Guruho sikshanam anuprashnaha. The prashnaha, they're actually prashnaha. Is a plural word, questions. The questions are raised by the student based on the teaching. A very important point to note here. In traditional teaching, sampradayaka sikshanam. Sampradayaka sikshanam means what? The teaching based on the sampradaya. சாம்பிரதாயக சிக்ஷனம், இந்த ட்ரெடிஷனல் டீச்சிங். சம்பிரதாயகா மீன்ஸ் ட்ரெடிஷன், சாம்பிரதாயக ட்ரெடிஷனல், இந்த சாம்பிரதாயக சிக்ஷனம், தி ட்ரெடிஷனல் டீச்சிங். தேர்ஸ் அ செர்டன் மெத்தட் ஃபாலோடு. வாட் இஸ் த மெத்தட்? த டீச்சர் சப்போஸ் டு டீச் ஸ்டெப் பை ஸ்டெப், தாட்ஃபுல்லி, கிராஜுவலி, systematically. All the adverbs are very important. The teacher must teach systematically, gradually, step by step. So as the teaching is given, as the teaching happens, immediately then there must be some sort of itching may happen on the part of the student. Some questions will immediately pop up as you are listening. You may feel like asking questions. The student may feel like asking questions. But the student is supposed to be very patient without interrupting the teacher, not obstruct the flow of thoughts on the part of the teacher. The student must have the patience. The student must patiently wait for the teacher to complete the teaching. At least, you know, the day's class. Why the student must wait? Because as the teaching is happening, what is going to come later on in the teaching itself will help the student resolve his questions. The questions which come up as he listens to the teaching first, those questions will be answered in the following classes or this the teaching which is going to come later on. The student waits with patience, he will find an answer in the class itself. Therefore, a student has to wait. Even after listening to the whole teaching, still the doubts remain without being answered. Then the student can come out with the questions. This is what the problem sometimes, even when he came first to England, as I was teaching, and immediately students will come back with the questions. And I have to tell them, oh, please wait, let me finish. And they used to feel offended because you just stop. You don't allow us to speak. That problem was there. Because there's a style, this tradition, traditional teaching. Anyway, that's why here also, Anu is a prefix. The questions cannot be based on whatever the person is listening to, hearing from any other source, or what the person is reading from anywhere else. Even if they're Vedantic, you think they're Vedantic questions. People go and read from different books and different places and come and ask questions. Nothing wrong, but still in the class, the questions must be based on what is being taught. What is being taught must be heard carefully, understood. And the question must be based on only what is being heard, what is being taught there. That's why Anu, Anu Prashnaha. Okay, so the questions we saw already. Whether the student, what are the questions? Anu Prashna Tatha, we saw already. Atha anuprashnaha. Then there are questions based on the teacher's instructions, the teaching. The student is very intelligent. The question comes. Everything has come from Brahman. Yesterday we saw the reason. Okay, Akashadi Karanatvam Asti Brahmanaha. Brahman has the status of being the cause of everything, all the elements, right from this space. If everything has come from space, elements have come from Brahman. So elementals also have come from Brahman. And then physical bodies, okay, the body mentions complexes of a jnani and ajnani. Jnani's body mentions complex also is elemental product. Ajnani's body mentions complex also is elemental product. There's no difference. Therefore, when the death happens, okay, jnani and ajnani, both should go back to Brahman, resolve in Brahman. Karyam karanam prati gachet. Karyam karanam prati gachet means the effect should resolve in its cause. This is the basic understanding. Therefore, what happens to Vidwan after the death? What happens to Avidwan, ignorant person, after the death? This is what the student's question. Uta Avidwan amum lokam kaschit kaschana avidwan pretya amum lokam gachati. First question. Whether ignorant person returns to Brahma, amum loka means, here amum loka, asau lokaha means this Brahman. Amum loka means objective case of this Brahman. Amum lokam gachati, whether the ignorant person goes back to this Brahman, the cause, after having departed from this world. Aho vidwan amum lokam prete gachyati. Kaschana vidwan amum lokam prati gachyati. Whether a wise person goes back to Brahman after departing from this world. This is the question. But here it sounds only two questions are here. But the anuprashnaha, The questions, the word prashnaha is in plural. The word prashnaha is a plural word. The only two questions are presented in the Upanishad. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada, we saw, explains that four questions can be assumed. Whether a ignorant person goes back to Brahman after he leaves from this world. And the ignorant person does not go back to Brahman after he leaves from this world. The wise person goes back to Brahman after he leaves, departs from this world. The wise person does not go back to Brahman. In the possible four questions. But now we are going to see later on, different questions are going to be changed now. The following Bhashyam part. So here, if ignorant person does not return to Brahman because of his ignorance, the reason is given, then what happens? Then there's a possibility of saying, wise person also cannot go back to Brahman. If wise person goes back to Brahman, ignorant person also must have the possibility of going back to Brahman. Why? Because there are two reasons given. Akashadi sarva karanatvam karanatvat. When you say fifth case, reason is given. Akashadi sarva karanatvat brahmanaha. Reason number one. Brahman has the status of being the cause of everything, including elements such as space, etc. And second reason, because of this causal status, sarva samanyat, Brahman has the status of being common to all, everything. Brahman is the only truth of everything. Samanyat. So Akashadi Sarva Karnatvat, Sarva Samanyatvat, Ajnani also must return to Brahman, Jnani also must return to Brahman. So if both can go back to Brahman, mean what? Both will resolve in Brahman, then why? What is the need for us to study Shastram? At an attain jnanam. Got it? That's the reason. If jnani also can go back, ajnani also can go back. Why? Brahma sarva samanyam. Brahmanaha sarva samanyattam asti. Brahman has a status of being common to all. Kimartam, why? Because sarva karnattam asti. Brahman is the cause of everything. The Brahman is common to all. Because of these two reasons, Jnani should go back to Brahman. Ajnani also should resolve in Brahman. Effortlessly, after death, anybody can resolve in Brahman easily. Then why should one break head to study the Shastram? What is the need for one to understand Brahman? Brahma Jnanasya Avashyakata Ka. What is the necessity of discovering Brahman, knowing Brahman? This question will come, isn't it? Therefore, here, further, it is made very clear. Let us read here. That is why the doubt comes. Now the student has to make it very clear. These are the possible doubts. Therefore, whether Brahman, the second person, returns to Brahman, resolves in Brahman, becomes one with Brahman after having left from this world. Okay. So we saw that. I'm going to read the question now. Vidvamsam prati anyau prashnau yadi avidvan samanyam karanam api brahma na gachyati. If avidvan, are you all following now? I found the page where exactly I'm reading. Where I left yesterday. Vidvamsam prati anyau prashnau. First we had two questions based on two questions pertaining to an ignorant person. Now the two questions pertain to the wise person. Vidvamsam prati. Vidwan, nominative case. Vidvamsam, objective case. Vidvamsam prati, regarding, towards. Prati means what? Indignable word, which means towards, regarding, pertaining to. Okay? Vidvamsam prati anyau prashnau. Regarding a wise person, a jnani, anyau prashnau, other two questions. Yadi avidvan samanyam karanam api brahmana gachyati. Yadi avidvan samanyam karanam api brahmana gachyati. If ignorant person, the person is ignorant of Brahman, in spite of Brahman being the common cause, does not return to Brahman, does not resolve in Brahman, does not become one with Brahman, then ataha, therefore, vidushaha api, for a wise person also, brahma agamanam ashankyate. wise person's non-reaching Brahman, non-resolving Brahman is doubted. It means wise person also cannot return to Brahman. Got it now? Avidushaha, sorry. Atah vidushaha api. Yadi avidvan samanyam karnam api brahmana gacchati. Atah vidushaha api brahma agamanam. Gamanam reaching, attaining Brahman. Agamanam non-attaining Brahman. Non-attainment of the wise person. Non-attainment of Brahman of the wise person is doubted. Ashankyate. He does not say wise person also will not go. But he is not, he doubts. Then how wise person also cannot go to Brahman? The doubt, is it? Ashankyate is doubted. Got it? Ataha tam prati prashnaha. Therefore, the question is regarding the wise person. How? Aho vidwan iti. Aho vidvanamun lokam pretya kaschit samash. Okay, iti prashnaha. That's the question here. Okay, now I'm going to the next sentence. Got it now? The four questions have been presented. Two pertaining to Nagyani, two pertaining to the Jnani. Now, some grammatical thing comes. Listen. At least something which you can understand. Ukaram cha vakshamanam adhastat apakrishya. There is ukaraha. See, no? Kaschana gacchati aho vidvanamun lokam pretya kaschit samashnuta. You all find ukara there? That ukara. Ukaram cha vakshamanam. Vakshamanam adastate apakrishya. Adastate apakrishya. See, apakaroti, apakrishyati. Apakrishyati is the verb. Apakrishyati means what? Removes, takes away. Ukaram vakshamanam. Ukaram apakrishya. Adastat apakrishya. So having taken, apakrishya having taken what? The letter U, ukaram. Having taken the letter U, which is being uttered, vakshamanam. Vakshamanam ukaram adhastat apakrishya. Having taken the letter U, which is being uttered, uttered where? Adastat, at the bottom, at the bottom portion. Adastat vakshamanam ukaram apakrishya. Okay, having taken the letter V, which is being uttered at the bottom portion, takaram cha purvasmat shabdat vyasajya. First you take ukara, then what you do? Purvasmat utashabdat. Purvasmat utashabdat. there's a uta shabda is there. Defined uta.
Athato no prashna uta vidva namun lokam pretya.
There you come across sound uta. Defined uta. Okay. Purvasmat uta shabdat. See, this u comes much later. Okay, please make a note.
Uta vidva namun lokam pretya.
You are all following? Uta comes first. Go to the mantra. Go to the mantra now. Let me get the mantra.
Uta, see, athato nu prashnaha. Uta vidva namun lokam pretya.
Uta comes first. Have you noticed? Uta avidvan amun lokam pretya. Found it?
Uta avidvan amun lokam pretya.
The word is a uta. The uta shabdaha comes first. Then afterwards,
kaschana gacchati aho vidvan amun lokam pretya kaschit samashnuta vu.
Who comes later on? Who comes is called the, it's called adastat. Understand? Adastat means what? The bottom portion, the first portion, later portion. Which comes first?
Uta vidva namun lokam pretya.
That part comes first.
Kaschit samashnuta vu.
The vu comes later. Got it? That's what he means here.
Ukar vakshamanam adastad vakshamanam upa ukaram apakrishya.
Having taken the letter U, which is being uttered later. Adastat means at the bottom, means later. Then purvasmat utashabdat takaram cha vyasajya. Vyasajati means combines. So having connected, united, what? The letter ta, takara, taken from the word uta, which comes first.
Purvasmat uta shabdat takaram vyasajya.
So having taken takara from the word uta, which comes first, combining it with ukara, then what does he do?
Aho
iti etasmat purum etasmat aho iti etasmat purum. Before the expression aho, aho iti etasmat purum. Etasmat purum in what? Before this expression aho, uta shabdam sanyojya. Adding the word uta, prichati. The student asks,
utaho vidvan iti.
See, aho is there. And before that, the expression aho, uta shabdam sanyojya, adding the expression uta, he asks,
uta aho vidvan iti.
Vidvan, whether vidvan goes back to Brahman, returns to Brahman, becomes one with Brahman or not. Vidvan, Brahmavidapi. Vidvan means what? Brahmavidapi. even though he knows Brahman, he's the knower of Brahman, the wise person is the knower of Brahman, kaschit vidwan, any wise person, the knower of Brahman, even though he's the knower of Brahman, itaha pretya means having departed from this world, amum lokam samashnute, attains Brahman, resolves in Brahman. Samashnute means prapnoti. Samashnute sometimes means what? Enjoys. So here he takes attain, samashnute, attains. So whether the wise person, any wise person, the knower of Brahman, having departed from this world, attains Brahman or not. And how to form the question? He says that take ukara from there, which is below, and take takara from the which comes first, and get this expression uta, and add that uta with aho. Uta aho vidwan iti. That is how the doubt, uta aho, is expression of doubt. Or goes or not. You know, doubt. The doubt actually implies the question. You may ask, why should he add that? Why should he pick up that uta from here, u from there? Why should he coin this word uta? Why should he add it before aho? Because to form another question. That's all. Otherwise, only two questions are there. Now, samashnute, look at this now. Before we read the mantra again, go back to mantra again. Athato no prashnaha uta vidvanamullokam pretya kaschana gacchati. Aho vidvanamullokam pretya kaschit samashnutavu. There, kaschit samashnuta is there, isn't it? So he explains now, Shankaracharya is explaining here. Samashnute, please see that now, samashnute is the verb. Samashnute means what? Prapnoti, attains. There, u iti evam sthite, samashnuta u. After samashnuta, what comes? U comes. Ukara comes now. Remember? Iti evam sthite, samashnute u iti evam sthite. Actually, samashnuta u, what it was, what now? Samashnute u. Samashnute u only was there. It evam sthite, ekara followed by ukara. Actual verb was samashnute. Please, others bear with this grammatical instruction. Samashnute is the verb. And the verb ends with what is the final vowel? A. Samashnute. Correct? Te takara, break it. Takara plus ekara. The samashnute, ekara is there, followed by a vowel u. What is sandhi rule here? Echo yava yavaha. Echaha achipaye achipare I au I au. Is it? And the H letter A O I au, the letters are followed by any vowel, becomes what? I au I au. Isn't it? Sandhi, remember that rule now? So, ekara followed by a vowel. What is the vowel here? U. And the, what happens to ekara? Ekara is replaced by I. I adeshaha. Ekaraha followed by a vowel is replaced by I. I is the adeshaha. Ekara followed by vowel ukara is replaced by I. I adesha comes. I Adesha comes, then what happens? That I also, yalopecha krite. From that I, yakara becomes dropped. Lope krite means what? When the dropping of yakara also happens. First you get I, then yakara becomes dropped. Yalope krite. Then only akara is there. Is it clear now? That akarasya plutihi. Plutihi means what? Prolongation. The prolongation of the akara. So now samashnuta. Isn't it? That akarasya pluta means what now? Three mat, isn't it? Samashnuta vu. Why samashnuta? Why prutihi? Kimattam akarasya prutihi. Samashnuta. Only vowel, isn't it? Short vowel. Samashnuta. Why samashnute must have been there? But that if it samashnute, samashnut will be there. Ekara followed by a vowel is replaced by I. Is it clear? Then yakarasya lopaha krut. Kritaha bhavati. Yakara also becomes dropped. Yakara becomes dropped. What remains now? Only akara. And that akara has plutihi. Plutihi means what? Prolongation. Not short, not long, but much longer. Oo. Oo will remain the same. He explains why samashnute only, when it is prolonged, when the doubt is expressed, it becomes what now? Samashnute. Kaschit samashnute. To say that, kaschit samashnuta vu. This is the explanation. Got it? You remember again. Samashnute ends with the verb which means prapnoti, attains. There is ekara is there. The ekara followed by ukara is replaced by I in keeping with the ayavayava sandhi rule. Then yakara also becomes dropped. Okay, yakarasya lope krite. Only akara remains. That akarasya plutihi, prolongation. So number three is put that samashnuta vu. Okay. Iti. So the explanation, everything should be explained. Why number three? Why it is explained? Why it is prolonged? The expression of doubt. Does it come? Don't you do this in English? Maybe in India we do this. It is Indian English, okay? Will he be coming or not? Tell me. Don't you do this? Okay, let all English people should tell me now. Do you ask such questions for long? You also prolong. The prolongation is always when the doubt is there. He's coming. If you're doubtless, you know, yeah, he's coming at three to meet with you. He said he'll come, but now train is delayed. He may, we'll prolong. Whenever doubt is there, we do prolong. Understand? The prolongation is indication of doubt. And for that he explains the grammatical rule. Why samashnute vu would have been enough? Why samashnuta vu? Why short vowel become long vowel? There must have been I. Samashnutai it must have been. Isn't it? Samashnutai u. But yakarasya lopaha. then only vowel is there. In conversation, the language changes, isn't it? The expression of doubt, he explains. Okay. Kaschit samashnuta. Okay. Samashnute. Samashnute vu iti evam sthite. When it remains a samashnute vu, whether, what happens? Ayadeshe. Ai ityasya adeshe bhavati. There comes the I. Yalo pecha krite. When yakara is dropped, akarasya plutihi. There is prolongation of the vowel a, indicating the doubt. Samashnuta vu iti. Now, vidwan samashnute amun lokam. We may ask, do we need to know all these things? We're interested only knowing Brahman. Why do you want to explain all these things? Patience. Okay. Vidwan samashnute amul lokam. Wise person reaches Brahma, attains Brahman, becomes one with Brahman. Kim. Kim means what? The question, the interrogative pronoun Kim. So here, va, or, whether he reaches Brahman or not. Yatha avidwan, just as the ignorant person reaches Brahman, evam, vidwan api, na samashnute iti aparaha prashnaha. Whether ignorant person attains Brahman or not, in the same way, wise person also attains Brahman or not. Iti aparaha prashnaha. This is how we get questions, the doubts. Is it clear now? I go to next part. Even though Shankaracharya has somehow justified four answers, justified the meaning of the word prashnaha, this is how we can justify the word in plural form, the word prashnaha, the word in plural form, isn't it? We can make that there must be all these four possible questions. Expressing the doubt of this student. Now, but he wants to give another, he wants to make it proper. No. It must be taken differently also. So Shankaracharya himself gives an appropriate commentary. What he says, there are only two questions asked by this student. But Upanishad says, prashnaha. The two questions are asked. The another important question, which is implied by these two questions. The one more question, which should be assumed. An assumed question, implied question, which is not explicitly expressed, revealed here. That question must be added. What is that? Whether wise person returns to Brahman after leaving from this world. Whether ignorant person goes back to Brahman after leaving from this world. That question itself is possible once, only when you, when the clarity is there, whether Brahman exists or not. Whether such reality called Brahman exists or not. If Brahman exists, if that is established, isn't it? We must be convinced of the understanding that Brahman exists. Brahman exists is a fact. And we must be convinced. We must be convinced. Once you are 100% sure Brahman exists, then only other questions are possible. Whether there is absolute reality Brahman exists, which is said to be the cause of the universe, because which cannot be arrived at through any pramanam, because of its subtleness, because of its abstractness, because of this formlessness. Understand? Because non-availability for any pramanam, because of its non-available for objectification. What's the proof? Brahman exists. Understand? Shastram is the only pramanam. Of course, Shastra pramanam can have support of the logical reasoning. Therefore, whether such a reality, abstract reality, subtlest reality, formless reality, all-pervasive reality, timeless reality, imperceptible reality, unobjectifiable reality, inconceivable reality, which cannot be known through any pramanam, such a reality, does it exist or not? First of all, existence of Brahman must be established, proved, convinced, and based on the conviction that Brahman exists, these questions are possible. This question can be raised. Isn't it? Isn't it true or not? Whether the wise person returns to Brahman, becomes one with Brahman, again person goes back to Brahman or not, these questions are possible. Only first of all, you know, there's something called Brahman exists. Therefore, look at this now. Shankaracharya says, Dvau evava prashnau. See, even though simply I said there are four questions, actually there are only two questions. Dvau evava prashnau. There are only two questions. What are the two questions? The questions pertaining to the wise person and the ignorant person. Vidvat avidvat vishayau prashnau. Dvau vidvat avidvat vishayau prashnau eva. There are only two questions regarding the wise person and the ignorant person. Vidvad vishayaha prashnaha, avidvad vishayaha prashnaha. The question related to the wise person, the question regarding the ignorant person. Is it clear? There are two questions. Bahu vachanam tu, now he says, the word, the plural number of the word, bahu vachanam, the plural number of the word prashnaha, to indeed samarthya prapta prashnantara apekshaya ghatate. There are only two questions. Vidvat avidvat vishayo, vidvada vidvad vishayo, dvau eva prashnau. See, va, that va means what? We can take this way also. See, Shankaracharya is now justifying. The word prashnaha can be taken into, okay, taken as what? Four questions, first he said. Now, otherwise, va, otherwise, we can take three questions. Two are explicitly asked questions. One is implicitly, okay, implied question or assumed question. Based on the two, one more question can be assumed. One more question can be implied. Is it clear now? He gives two examples. It's all explanation of the word prashnaha. Two questions are presented, but still prashnaha, the word is plural word. So there are questions based on the teacher's instruction, but two only are presented here. At least one more must be there. But Shankaracharya, first he gave four questions, and now we can have this. We can understand it in this manner. How? There are only two questions. Two questions are explicitly asked. One question is implied by these two questions. Assumed based on these two questions. Bahuvachanam tu, the plural number. Bahuvachanam tu, the plural number. Tu samarthya prapta prashnantara apekshaya ghatate. Prashnantara means another question. Another question, prapta means assumed. Another question obtained, assumed samarthyena, contextually. There is an other third question. The plural word prashnaha, bahuvachanam, indicates a prashnantara, another question, contextually obtained another question. Ghatate. Ghatate means what? Takes place. Or fits. The third question fits in this contextually fits. Or contextually takes place. You can say takes place, happens. Ghatate means takes place, happens, fits, suits. Or you can say is possible. Ghatate. Okay. So, contextually obtained another question fits here or takes place. As there is plural number. So, bahuvachanam tu samarthya prapta prashnantara apekshaya ghatate. Based on the apeksha, based on the contextually obtained question, plural number fits here. Correct now? Bahuvachanam ghatate. Now, plural number, prashnaha, plural number, bahuvachanam, the plural number of the word prashnaha suits here, fits here, appropriate here, ghatate. Based, apekshaya, based on the possibly obtained another third question. Correct? I have given the best translation. Got it? Okay. Bahuvachanam tu samarthya prapta prashnantara apekshaya ghatate. Okay. What is that now? Asat brahma iti ched veda ched. He says, quotes now. Asat brahmeti veda ched. Asti brahmeti ched veda iti shravanat. See, we have already heard. Iti shravanat, as it is. It is Savanat. As it is heard always, what is heard? The discussion is there. The person who says Brahman is not non-existent, that person is non-existent himself. That person becomes the Purushartha Asambandhi. And the person who says Brahman exists, he alone is a Satpurushaha. He alone is existent. Remember, such doubts, such expressions have been already heard by us. So, because we have already heard such statements, as such statements are heard, nasti iti asti, nasti iti samshayaha. Shravanate, because of such statements, because we hear such statements, asti nasti iti samshayaha, whether Brahman exists or not, such doubt also is possible. Understand? Whether Brahman exists or not, iti samshayaha, there is a doubt whether Brahman exists or not. Such a doubt is possible because already such arguments have been heard. Shravanat. What argument have been heard now? The one who exists, believes in the existence of Brahman alone is existent. He alone is a Satpurushaha. The one who does not believe in the existence of Brahman denies his own existence. He becomes Asatpurushaha. Remember now? Such discussions happened before. There is hearing of such discussions based on such statements. Contextually raisable question is whether Brahman exists or does not exist. Is it clear? Okay. Tataha artha praptaha. Now artha praptaha means tataha, thereby, therefore. Tataha means thereby, thereafter, or because of that. Artha praptaha. Artha here means context. Contextually obtained. Another question is what? Kim asti nasti iti prathamaha anuprashnaha. And this assumed question, implied question, contextually obtained possible question, whether Brahman exists or not, should be the first question. So what now? Prashnaha. You got now answer. So either you should take it as four questions or you should take it as three questions. The third question is assumed question, implied question. Understand? Whether Brahman exists or not. And this question, after now we have three questions. Whether a ignorant person returns to Brahman or not. Whether a wise person returns to Brahman or not. And then whether Brahman exists or not. Of these three questions, he says, first we have to establish whether Brahman exists or not. The assumed question, implied question, contextually obtained question must become the first question. Who says? Shankaracharya says, okay? Tataha artha praptaha prashnaha. Artha praptaha prashnaha means the prashnaha is implied there again. The question which is been obtained contextually must be kim asti nasti iti. Whether Brahma asti or nasti iti. Whether Brahman exists or not. This is the first question. Iti prathamaha anuprashnaha. Actually the student first question is, he doesn't have the guts to ask directly, okay? His question is implied here. Brahma asti utana asti. Does Brahman exist or not? This is the first and the foremost of the three questions. The question is not explicitly asked, but implied. This is the question contextually, okay? Contextually, in the given context, is the question possibly assumable question, implied question. Is it clear? Now, three questions. They were athato no prashna. Pah, we are relieved now. Three questions we got. Very interesting. You know why? those four questions, these very important, very, very important to establish logically the existence of Brahman. See, no reasoning, no logic, no research can really establish the existence of Brahman. Shastram, Vedanta Shastram is the only primary pramanam for establishing existence of Brahman. Vedanta Shastram says Brahma asti. Nasti Brahmeti Ched Veda. Now we say no. But how? What is revealed by the Vedanta Shastram is also logically, with the logical reasoning, support of the logical reasoning, is going to be established. So that at least by the time after you complete this portion, you will all not have any doubt at all. Sometimes some of you must be having the doubt. Such a Brahman exists or not. All Nastikavadinaha. Not only people who do not accept Veda Shastram. We have many people who do not accept the existence of God also. For us, God means what? Bhagavan is the truth only. So, for all of them, we have to establish. Again, that's why the concept of God differs from people to people. Isn't it? They have their own idea. According to God is different. And that's why, what is it God, according to us? There's no God other than the truth here. That's why we understand here. Artha praptaha kim asti nasti iti. Here's the third question, which is implied, which is assumed contextually, whether Brahman exists or not. Iti. Prathamaha anuprashnaha. This must be taken as what now? The first question based on the teaching. Now continues. Brahmanaha apakshapatitvat. Brahmanaha apakshapatitvat. Avidvan gachyati. Na gachyati iti dvitiyaha prashnaha. What is the prathamaha prashnaha? Now prashnaha, the three questions. And for the first question, Brahma asti nasti. Asti nasti iti prashnaha. Prathamaha prashnaha. Dvitiyaha prashnaha. Brahmanaha apakshapatitvat. Avidvan gachyati na gachyati iti. The ignorant person, whether the ignorant person, after leaving from this world, whether he returns to Brahman, becomes one with Brahman or not. Why he must return to Brahman only? Apakshapatitvat. Earlier we understood the reasons. Sarva karanatvat. Sarva samanyat, everything should go back to Brahman only. Everyone should go back to Brahman only, ignorant and wise. Now he says, apakshapatitvat, due to the non-partiality of Brahman. Pakshapatitvam means what? Having the status of being partial. Brahman is not partial. Understand now? Bhagavan has no partiality. I like you very much. I don't like the other person. Such partiality. You know, I like only a wise person. I don't like a good person. Brahman has no such partiality. Understand? So, thank God, Brahman also has partiality, the problem, isn't it? Brahmanaha apakshapatitvat. Due to the non-partiality on the part of Brahman, which means what? Brahman is common to all, as the truth of all, as the cause of all. The question, second question, possible question is what? Not possible. The second question, the explicitly revealed is avidvan gacchati na gacchati iti. Whether avidvan, ignorant person, returns to Brahman, becomes one with Brahman or not. Okay. Goes or does not go. Next. Brahmanaha samatve api. Brahmanaha samatve api. In spite of Brahman having the status of being common to all, Brahmanaha samatve api. In spite of Brahman having the status of being common to all, avidushaha iva. Vidushaha api agamanam ashankyate. Or you can say what now? In spite of, as Brahman has a status of being the same to all, common to all, as the cause of all, avidushaha iva. If an ignorant person does not return to Brahman, then like an ignorant person, vidushaha api, for a wise person also, non-attainment of Brahman is doubted. Okay. Avidushaha, vidushaha api agamanam ashankyate. So wise person also cannot attain Brahman after the death. If ignorant person does not attain Brahman, cannot attain Brahman, then wise person also cannot attain Brahman. The non-attainment of Brahman of the wise person also, wise person is doubted. Some confusion. Oh, if we say ignorant person attains, then what is the use of studying the Shastra? Look at this. If ignorant person returns, if you say ignorant person also goes back to Brahman, wise person also goes back to Brahman, then why should we break our head and study Shastram? This doubt will come. No, that wise person only goes, ignorant person does not go back to Brahman if it is said, then what happens? Wise person does not, ignorant person does not go if you say, then ignorant person does not go back means wise person also cannot go back. Then we cannot say Brahman is the cause of both. We cannot say Brahman is common to all. Got it? Brahmanaha samatve api avidushaha iva vidushaha api agamanam ashankyate. Shankyate, ashankyate is doubted. What is the verb actually? Shankate. Shankate doubts. Shankyate is doubted. Ashankate doubts. Ashankyate is doubted. Got it now? That's a noun. What is a noun? Shanka, ashanka is noun, doubt. The verb is shankate, shankyate. Ashankate, ashankyate. Noun is ashanka. Okay. Brahmanaha samatve api avidushaha iva vidushaha api agamanam ashankyate. Kim vidvan samashnute na samashnute iti tritiyaha anuprashnaha. What third question of? Whether wise person attains Brahman or wise person does not attain Brahman. Attains or not. Iti tritiyaha prashna. The third question. Is it clear now? So what now? Athato nu prashnaha. The plural word prashnaha got is clarified. Now, Yetesham prachivatana prativachanartham. Now, three questions are very clear for us. Any doubt is there? No. And what should be the first question? Whether Brahman exists or not. Therefore, now he says, Yetesham prativachanartham. For the purpose of answering these three questions, Yetesham prashnanam prativachanartham. Prativachanam means reply. Vachanam, prativachanam. Prativachanam is answer, reply. Etesham prativachanartham, for the purpose of replying, answering, for the purpose of answering these three questions, for the purpose of giving answers for these questions, Uttaragrantaha arabhyate. Uttaragrantaha means what? The text, the following text is begun. The following text is begun for the purpose of giving answers for these questions. Tatra astitvameva tavad uchyate. Astitvameva tavad uchyate. Existence of Brahman alone is established. Astitvam. Astitvam means existence. Asti means exists. Astitvam, existence. Tatra, in answering these three questions, as an answer for the first question, tatra means as an answer for the first question, astitvam eva tavat uchyate. Specifically, tavat means, tavat he emphasizes, he presents the emphasis. Astitvameva uchyate. Existence of Brahman alone is very much established first. Yatha yaccha uktam. And how it is established here? Yatcha uktam. This Brahman, the existence of the absolute reality Brahman is established, which has been already briefly defined as what? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. A Brahman is absolute reality, is implied by the term Brahman exists. The Brahman is in the realm of existence, pure consciousness, and which is ever a feature of limitlessness. Limitless consciousness existence is Brahman. What is Brahman? Limitless consciousness existence is Brahman. Iti. So the Rig Mantra, the very beginning of the section, the chapter, already revealed Brahman in terms of its nature of existence consciousness. Tatra cha katham satyam, sorry, katham satyatvam iti yetad vaktavyam iti idam uchyate. So there, again, a further explanation. How Brahman is Satyam? Brahman is Satyam. How Brahman is in the home of existence? The existence of Brahman has to be established in terms of its nature of existence. How Brahman exists existence of Brahman is established in terms of its in the very nature of existence. There's something called existence. Okay? Exist. We talk about the existence of the world, existence of many things, which means what is existence? We say existence of television, existence of house, existence of people, existence of animals, existence of the world. Okay, what is existence? Therefore, satyatvam iti yetad vaktavyam katam satyatvam. With regard to the definition of that Brahman, satyam jnanam anantam brahma, katam satyatvam iti etad vaktavyam iti idam uchyate. Now the following explanation is given. The following explanation is given. I mean the following statements are going, it is explained, it is said, the following statements, that katam satyatvam, how Brahman has the status of being, the very existence, how Brahman has the status of being existent. Iti etad vaktavyam, this has to be established. Existence of Brahman has to be established. So for the purpose of establishing the existence of Brahman, the following statements are given. The following teaching is given. Sattva uktya eva. Sattvoktyaiva. Sattvoktyaiva means what? Sattva uktya eva satyatvam uchyate. Very nice. See, in the following class, my next class, you will really enjoy the whole teaching thoroughly. Step by step, Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary is going to explain. Giving many reasons, not simply saying asti, Brahman asti, believe, no. Give, of course, Vedanta Shastram says Brahma asti. Vedanta Shastram is the main proof for the existence of Brahman. Vedanta Shastram is the main evidence. Vedanta Shastram is the main pramanam, valid means of knowledge of the existence of Brahman. But simply it is not said, okay, only Vedanta says. The Vedantic, the fact revealed by the Vedanta Shastram, in terms of that Brahman exists, is also established giving few appropriate logical reasoning. So with the support of logical reasoning, existence of Brahman is going to be established. There is this reality. And what is the reality? Abstract, formless. What is its nature? Pure consciousness existence. And which is the nature of limitlessness, which is implied by the term Brahman. That reality exists. Who says this? Shastram is the pramanam. Shastram says, therefore it exists. No, we don't accept Shastram. If anybody says, come on, we give also logical reasoning. Okay? Appropriate reasoning is given. The reasoning given, it should not, does not contradict our reasoning. Understand now? That's where reasoning is given. So what are the reasons given by the Shastram? How it's going to establish it? We'll see. Very beautiful. This is how the Bhashyam makes you think. Bhashyam clarifies, enhances the clarity. The cobwebs should be removed. Conviction. So first he says, Sattva uktya eva satyatvam uchyate. Are you all listening? Sometimes we don't listen, we read something else, then I can make out. Okay. Sattva uktya eva satyatvam uchyate. Satyatvam katham uchyate. Satyatvam uchyate means existence of the reality implied by the term Brahman is proved. Uchyate means what? Is said. We should take it as is proved, is established. Sattva uktya. Sattvam. Sattvam means what? Sat means existence. Sattvam means, again, having a status of being existent. Sattva uktya eva satyatvam uchyate. So satyatvam here means reality. Brahman exists. Brahman is real. Brahman is not unreal. So unreal is that which does not exist at all. Real is that which alone exists. So satyatvam, satyam means real, satyatvam means reality. The reality of vastutvam, satyatvam, same meaning. The reality of the reality of the reality. The reality of the reality implied by the term Brahman is established, proved. How? Sattva uktya. Naturally becomes established. How? We are going to see how. Uktam hi sadeva satyamiti. It has been already said. Uktam. Where has been said? Sadeva satyam. Existence is reality. Sat is existence. Sat alone, existence alone is the reality. The reality is of the nature of existence. Reality is in the form of existence. Sadeva satyam. This statement has been explained, given in the Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, Sadeva Satyam. What is reality? Reality is existence. Existence is reality. What is the truth? Existence is the truth. Tasmat Sattva Uktya Eva Satyatvam Uchyate. Sattva Uktihi means what? Existence. By the expression existence alone, reality is established. Satyatvam uchyate. Reality is established. How? Sattva uktya. Through, by the expression existence. How is reality? Where is the reality? Reality is in the form of existence. Reality is of the nature of existence. The reality which is of the nature of existence is in the form of existence. Sattva ukti. Sattvam means existence. Sattva ukti. Eva, by the expression Satvam existence only, Satyatvam Uchyate, reality is established, proved. Katham Evam Arthata Avagamyate Asya. Evam Arthata Katham Avagamyate Asya Granthasya. Asya Granthasya Arthata Avagamyate Katham. How this meaning of this expression is understood? Meaning of the statement is understood. What is the text here? Sadeva Satyam. Existence is the truth. Existence is the reality. Don't go and search for the reality elsewhere. The very existence is the reality. I mean, don't take existence for granted. Existence is the vastu. Existence is the reality. Because abstract. That's why he says, katam arthata avagamyate. How is it understood? How is this text understood? Asya granthasya arthata katam avagamyate. Arthata means arthaha. Asya granthasya arthaha katham avagamyate. How is the meaning conveyed by this text is understood? It's only expression, only statement. Sadeva satyam. Sadeva satyam. Upanishad is the proof. Upanishad says, absolute reality is, ultimate truth is in the form of existence. Pure existence is the absolute reality, ultimate truth. This statement, Upanishadic statement, is the pramanam. But here, say, this is how in the Upanishad, Sattva Uktya Satyatvam Uchyate. This is how by his expression, by his word existence, reality is established. So then now the question comes. Asya Granthasya Sadeva Satyam Ityasya Granthasya. Of this particular statement, of this text, the existence is the truth, existence is the reality of a statement. The meaning conveyed by this statement, conveyed by this text, how is it understood? How is the meaning conveyed by the statement, such existence is the truth, understood? Shabda anugamat. Shabda anugamat. Shabda anugamat. The answer is what? Shabda anugamat avagamyate. If you go following shabda anugamaha means, if we keep on going behind the words, if we keep following the words, this word, and other statements, if we keep following the words and other statements given along with this text, then, so going along with, if we keep following, going, the words and statements, sentences, given, which along with this expression, it will become very clear. The answer will become very clear. We can understand how existence is the reality. Which means what? Going along with the sentences and words means Shabda Anugamat. Shabdas Anugamaha means going along with. If we go following this text, we will see other words, other sentences along with this text. If we analyze those words and sentences, then we'll understand how reality is the existence. Existence is the nature of the reality. Is it clear? So here I'm going to stop. Next class I'll make it very, very, very clear. I tell you will love this portion in a way. By the time we complete this portion, first of all, you must be convinced, Brahmasti. In understanding all the reasons given to establish Brahman Asti itself, you will find the answers for the following two questions. Other two questions will get answered. We simply understand that Brahman exists. Anyway, I had to tell you a lot of things, but you will enjoy it better next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.